searching for Pocahontas. Saturday night at Tucked Away on Puckaway, you were dressed as Pocahontas. Your eyes were a beautiful blue, which I noticed when I caught you staring at me. I couldn't stay long enough to say hello. I wish I would have. Pocahontas.
To Aaron. I can't get you out of my mind. I ache to feel you against me, taste your kisses, love you completely.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes when I catch you looking at me, it's as if you feel the same. Sometimes. But I'm not sure.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's a tasty dish. Why keep looking? Why do you continue to keep looking around for something when someone who loves you just the way you are is right under your nose?
Right here.
It hurts. Mm.
That's it?
Yeah. Just a heads up, I guess.
A lot of random thoughts this morning. Yes.
Angle at G's. You are truly an angle that I saw. Blonde beauty. I hope you see this. So if so, tell me who you were with and what drink you had. I was sitting next to where you ordered.
The vivacious slender brunette. I said, please allow me to open the door for you, beautiful lady. Your smile, your walk, your aura has me desiring to open further doors to sparkling discussion, adventurous dating, feral desires, destiny. You wore a classic, alluring ensemble of jeans, boots, sweater, jacket. You even laughed at my humorous comments to the store manager. What was this GL Hoop BBC wearing? I really want to know your name and your soul.
Fazoli's. Trying to meet the hot matress that works at Fazoli's. I went there to repair the oven and the boiler. You asked me if I was staying to eat.
You must want me.
Yep. You sexy matress, you.
What's a matress?
A waitress.
Oh,
but she's
spelled wrong?
Matress.
Oh, okay. All right. Bad spellings today.
Quite. Lynn. So many, many years. The sky where I now live is big and lovely. But the most beautiful sky I have ever looked upon was with you long ago, far south from here. We were on the road to Four Peaks. We watched the meteors sizzle with cold, burning fire across the night sky. When we closed our eyes and slept, we could still see them blazing in our brains. The coyotes sang to us in the cold air. Brave, beautiful. Sound left decades ago. I have never stopped missing either of you. More decades have passed than, well, than decades that remain. Please touch me. And at least let me know if you are all right. Hardly a day has passed that I have not wondered. DR.
It's Misconnection Wednesday, by the way, brought to you by Optivision on WIXX.
You saw me in the customer service area and you said something to your friend about me nice and loud because I was wearing all Packer stuff from head to tail. You read this.
This message is for a woman I was texting in Howard, I think it was. She called me love and lover and made me feel wanted. I dropped my phone, lost all my contacts, and my phone blocks numbers not registered. She responded to an ad I created with a zebra bra. I miss you. I hope you happen to stumble on this. If you do, I'll make sure to write your number down.
Yes. This is my real attention to detail kind of a guy. Yeah.
Like, who has cell phones?
What's your name?
Who has cell phones now through providers that couldn't get your contacts list back to you?
Yeah.
I really regret not saying something to you, but you were with a friend having dinner and a beer Friday night. You have an amazing smile. I felt drawn to you, but I'm apparently too big a chicken to act on that. You left with one of the bartenders after their shift. I was the bearded guy staring at you like a goon from a nearby table. If you'd like to grab a drink sometime, I'd love to treat you to one. Okay, she left with somebody and the bartender of all people after the shift?
Yeah.
Let's put two and two together.
I was shopping at Walmart, and you came up and gave my friend a coupon, and then you came by us a second time and showed us the product, Axe. I found you very attractive. I would like to know your name. Text first. Get to know each other. You were wearing all black, and your hair was two different colors.
Maybe it was a suggestion, like, here, try some Axe.
Ooh. Yeah. I believe the Axe spokeswomen are in the business of getting you to buy Axe. And so they show you a lot of attention and affection.
Sure they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I appreciate this pun.
All right.
Love is in the hair. You were fixing some hair and were so adorably cute. Would like to take you out sometime. I just really like the love is in the hair.
Speaking of love, this is for love in Wapa.
In Wapong.
How is this crappy? You cheated. Not once, but several times. You act like you're the victim and try your best to cover your tracks. Yeah, I found out, and I made certain to dig and get the truth. Data and pics don't lie. You didn't want to talk about it, but continue in your selfish ways. If you loved me, you would have said sorry for making the mistakes. I want us to work out. I'll be truthful instead of leading me into financial disaster. Thanks.
That is passionate if I have ever heard it.
It is 7:55 at WIXX, and that concludes another round of Miss Connection Wednesday, brought to you by OptiVision, where LASIK is $13.50 regardless of your prescription. You call them, 1-800-20-HAPPY today. You'll be glad you did.